Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for another day. We We thank you, Lord, for another, hallelujah, class session of the Institute of Biblical Learning. We thank you, Lord, for every student and every family represented, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the instructors, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We acknowledge you, oh God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the completeness of our family. You are our joy, our love, our life, our health, our everything. We do magnify your name today, oh God. You are our strength and weakness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, oh God, for your blessings, for your love, for your favor, for your signs, wonders, and miracles. We thank you, Lord. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For your awesomeness.
Yes.
For your power. For your love. Nobody can love us like you can, Lord.
Thank you.
Nobody can do us like you do, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise and do magnify your name.
Thank you, God. Yes,
Lord. And as we search out your word, oh God, reveal yourself to us, oh God. Open up our eyes of our understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Bless us, oh God, and we shall be blessed.
Amen.
We thank you, oh God, for what you've done already, what you're doing right now, and what you're going to do.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you the honor. And we give you the praise. And we give you the glory, for it's yours in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would kindly do the roll call.
Good evening, everybody.
Amen.
Good evening.
Hey, Jeanette Harris. Annette James,
yes.
A. Scott, Phoebe Stevenson,
Phoebe's in the house.
Cynthia Thompson,
here.
Hi, Rosa.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay. Two I didn't hear. Can you go with those two again? So maybe they got
Jeanette
the phone on me.
And Brother Scott and Angela Harris.
All right.
Brother Scott called and tell you his situation.
I haven't heard from him today. I haven't heard from him.
Oh, because he texted me and said he had called you all to let you know that his brother's back in the hospital, his mother's very grave.
I haven't heard from him.
All right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Letting us know. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that you are the healer.
You're
Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that healeth us. And we send your word to heal right now. Brother and mother of Brother Scott. Psalms 107, verse 20.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 8, glory to God. Verse 6 to 10, and Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. We send your word to heal.
In the name of
the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of
Hallelujah. Your word says, with your stripes, We are healed. Mm.
Yes.
Your word says, with your stripes, we were healed. So we thank you, O God. If we were healed, we are healed.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We send your word to heal right now. The entire family, Scott family. In Jesus' name. Strengthen, encourage, build up.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Such Lord.
We give you the praise, my Yada Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you the honor.
Thank
we give you the glory for healing right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing.
Super abundantly above. We give
you
the praise, the honor, and the glory for signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings happening right now in Brother Scott's family.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus'
name.
Blessings,
Jesus.
And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now,
hallelujah.
Before we go into our class, this is the maturity, spiritual maturity class. And before we go into anything, I'd like to share with you the fact that when you're in an institute of higher learning, can't is a bad word. What we need to understand is not why we can't do something, but how we can do something. We may not be able to do it in the conventional way. But my Bible tells me that God makes a way out of no way.
Amen. Amen.
And my Bible tells me that I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me.
Amen. Amen.
So our mantra is, yes, I can. So I just wanted to remind folks of all of the assignments. Collaborative work and collaborative getting your stuff to us is permissible and encouraged to work out among yourselves. We will not tell you, or we don't have to tell you how to do it, because we want you to come up with the answers, because you're going to get stretched. Stretching is good. It increases the circulation of the blood in your body, but stretching also broadens your territory, increases your knowledge and understanding, and it allows you to take more territory for the Lord. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can't buy an amen. Can I rent one for just a little while? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. All right. With that understood. Okay. We are back in chapter 3.
Amen.
And the last section we finished, Pastor Peters, you remember the last chapter? Did you mark where we need to pick up from this week?
No.
Okay. Anybody know where please mark it when we stop so we can pick up the next time. Okay. All right. Was it page 37 or is it 38? We're on.
I think 38. I know I had something underlined in 38. That, the rest of the chapter.
Yes.
I mean, not the chapter, but the paragraph from 37. And the next thing probably we should be reading is admonish one another.
Right. You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now I need to get a reader to read that. To read the first, two paragraphs. at the end of the first paragraph, say end the paragraph, and then we'll discuss that. And then read the next paragraph, and then at the end of that paragraph, you say end paragraph so we can discuss that, okay? All right, let's begin. Arita, please.
Yes, this is Sister Kiwi speaking. Do you want me to start back and forgive one another? And then come forward?
Did we do that last time?
We did, but it goes with.
Okay. Okay, hold on just a second. Pastor Peaches, can you call Angie and see, because she may be sleeping. We need to wake her up. We need to learn how to put alarms in our smartphones. You tell Siri or Alexa or whomever, set an alarm for such and such. So
amen.
If you're able to.
Okay, hopefully I don't cut the two people off that I have.
Oh, no. Use the house. Oh, no, you can't do that either. Okay. That's all right. That's all right.
AJ and Harry on.
Oh, you got AJ and Harry on. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Okay. And, all right. Okay, well, they got to know when the class is. Okay. All right. Elder QB, you can go ahead and start reading.
Okay. I was going to start with forgive one another so we have an even 12.
Yes, please.
Is that all right? All right. Forgive one another. Within such a diverse and complex community like the church, there will be times when other people hurt us, either intentionally or unintentionally. We must deal with the hurt in an appropriate way and forgive the offender. Jesus makes forgiving others a requisite for being forgiven by our Heavenly Father. Matthew 6, 14 through 15. As severe as this statement sounds, it gets to the heart of the gospel message. When we truly experience the forgiveness of Christ, we express that forgiveness to others. Christ, by example, did not always wait for the guilty person to repent. That's Luke 23 in the 34th chapter, Ephesians 4 and 32. Some offensive behavior can simply be ignored and forgotten. Other behavior, especially when it is negatively affect lives, needs to be tactfully confronted. If the guilty person asks for forgiveness, the problem resolves itself. If a person refuses to accept the responsibility for a sin or perhaps blame someone else, the problem will usually intensify. When such a person displays a hardened heart, we may be tempted to harbor bitter feelings. When Peter asked Jesus how many times he should forgive a person who offended him, Jesus responded, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times, 70 times, seven. Matthew 18 and 22. If you are to continue to grow spiritually, we must never allow bitterness to take root in our hearts. We must be willing to forgive any person, no matter how deeply we have been hurt. End of chapter. Next chapter. Admonish one another.
Hold on just a second.
Sorry.
Anybody have any questions about that? First.
Sometimes somebody would get the impression that counting 70 or counting, but isn't this number an example or something like you just people forget because nobody's going to explain to anybody that many times in one day. But is this like, I mean, or isn't it just like forgive and forgive and forgive?
Good call.
It's not like you're counting.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? I mean,
yes.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
When it says 70 times 70, who's going to sit up and count those times? Plus the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, we don't do that. That's the love chapter.
Right, you might just go and teach that person so they stop forgiving, before they stop
forgiving. Now, who's going to sit up and count? I'm counting. Okay, this is 30, this is 32 times in this one day. No, it's, I think it's a figurative statement. In other words,
yes, that's what I mean.
You don't sit up there and count. You just automatically forget because it's just so many.
Yeah.
You're admonished to forgive, no matter how many times it has.
Anyway.
Now here's one caveat I want you to understand. If you go over somebody's house, and every time you go over the house, they hit you side of the head, you can forgive them, but I suggest you stop going over their house. You understand what I'm saying? Love the letter sisters. Is that all right?
Amen.
Do y'all understand the words that's coming out of my mouth?
Yes.
You know, the repeat offenders, and they won't acknowledge their sin. They'll keep into it, and you've shared, you know, that's not Christian to hit me side of the head every time I come over your house. I forgive you, but I ain't coming over. I ain't coming over your house no more. But you must be civil, and that's love. Civility is love. Civility is patience. That means you have a civil tongue. You don't get hurt. Oh, don't cry. No, you don't go there. With love, you admonish. But some folks, you're gonna have to love at a distance. Is that right?
Amen.
Can y'all understand that? Go ahead.
This is Sister Kiwi speaking.
Yes.
I'm sorry. This is Sister Kiwi speaking. Sometimes you have to use common sense, and sense is not common sometimes. Even the Bible says, what is it? What am I off my mind? Don't be weary in well-doing, but you have common sense. If, when you understand and see the intent of the offender, that's when you wise up, and then you make a quality decision. Don't be an enabler, okay?
Amen.
Like you
and
said.
That was Galatians 6 and
Amen.
9. Also, in 1 Corinthians 12, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the spirit of discernment. That's not the spirit of suspicion. It's a spirit of discernment of motives, of what's behind what folk are doing. And that's operated by the Holy Spirit. The gift of suspicion is operated by the flesh, by your mind. But the Holy Spirit will drop into your spirit. I believe that every believer, I think Neil Rea said this, and I concur with this, that I think every believer has this gift that operates in their lives, the gift of discernment of spirit, the real motivation. They may be smart. There used to be a song, smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers. But God will reveal to you who's smile in your face, and behind your back they stab you. Say, I don't think that. I remember when I joined a certain church, and somebody invited me over to their house for dinner, and all during dinner, they tell me why they don't like the pastor, this, that, and the other, and it grieved me so bad. I said, this person is, they're a member of the church, but they're not a member of the church. And I could not sleep. I had to call the pastor. And I firmly believe that the spirit of discernment had already preceded me. And I was just a confirmation. Because he already knew. But anyway, praise God.
Amen.
We got to forgive. But we, sometimes we have to love at a distance. All right, the next paragraph.
All right. Admonish one another. Just as love without discipline produces spoiled children, so encouragement without challenge produces weak saints. There are situations in the church where a soft approach will not work. The word admonish means to challenge a person's thinking. It is usually distinguished from teaching because it implies something needs to be changed in order to admonish it to be changed. In order to admonish another believer to change significant issues in their lives, wisdom must be used. Colossians 3:16. To be most effective, a good relationship needs to exist between all involved. Preferably, the person doing the admonishing will be older and spiritually more mature. Respect is earned through godly character and a reputation for patient forbearance. This is why the term is mostly used of elders, pastors, and teachers, rather than of younger members of the body. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. God's word always provides the authoritative basis for the admonishing others, done in the right way and with a humble spirit. Most people appreciate wise counsel. End of paragraph. Thank you so much.
That is so true. Your admonishing others, number one, must be done in love and humility and with,
amen,
with the desire to bring about a change in their life so that they will not miss God. Because if a person is in error and you don't share it with them, that error will get them off track and they may miss God. They may be in the line with the virgins, but the same five virgins, they may be in line with them, but because they were off track, they didn't bring enough oil for the long run, they miss the call of God.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want anybody to miss the call of God. And sometimes admonishing hurts. Because somewhere in our flesh we think we're perfect. We can do no wrong. We alibi ourselves. That's where alibis come from. It's all about me. And the world revolves around me. And we got to understand, hallelujah, glory to God, that if we stand on God's word, it's like a mirror. And it will show us. If we're sincere, it will show us ourselves, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Amen.
And those
Amen.
Things which are good, we want to intensify. Those that are bad, we want to make good. Those that are ugly, we want to get rid of and replace it with good. So we want to have good. Good, gooder, and goodest. Making up new words, y'all.
That's good.
We're going to do like God said. And everything is very good. That's what we want. And you have to also remember this, too. The flesh won't receive admonishing well. It will rebel. It will be, in fact, they will try to use scripture Chad, you're hurting me. No, you're hurting yourself. You're doing this to yourself. If the word of God says, with his stripes we are healed, and every time I talk to you, you tell me what you can't do because this, that, and the other, you're not standing up for the word of God. You're letting your flesh dictate your spirituality. Got to say what God says. And although pain may be racking your body, you can say what God said. With his stripes, I'm healed. Not complaining, this, that, and the other, not going down a litany of everything that's wrong, because we all can do that. But I'd rather count my blessings. What about y'all?
Amen.
And in an attitude of gratitude, you know there's healing. In an attitude of gratitude, you know there is a blessing. So when we are admonished, and when I say admonished, there are some people that admonish, I mean, I could beat somebody by the head. No, you can't. Love must be on your mind. Not, I'm going to set them straight.
Exactly.
I'm going to put them in their place. Love has to be on your mind. There's somebody who's off track. And they don't even mean to be off track. They just have an error that they have not dealt with. They have things that they're claiming that they shouldn't claim. So you've got to tactfully, glory to God, with great wisdom, and that's the wisdom of God, and common sense. God's God-given common sense. I'm not talking about the world. Because we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We can't do what the world does. We got to have the God kind of common sense. Is that right? And rely on him. And don't use his word for as an excuse for bad behavior.
Exactly.
Use his word to stand on like you're standing on the rock. So when we get admonished, and I've been corrected. I remember one time I misquoted a scripture. I gave the wrong address. And I think it was Brother Harry. I think it was Brother Harry. It wasn't 76. It was chapter 78, verse 66. I didn't receive, who's he telling me? I'm so excited. No. You know what I said? I said, thank you. I think you're right.
Amen.
And that's what we do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Sister Kiwi.
Sister Kiwi.
Very quickly, I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
This is Sister Kiwi. Can I say something very quickly?
Yes,
I have found that if I see a flaw or a weakness in an area with a person, I choose to come around and tell them. I say, you know, you do something very well, but I think if you check this situation, you might come out a little bit better. And to even put icing on the cake, I will give my own personal testimony when I may have been in a similar situation the way I needed someone to come to me to let them know it's no big I and little you. It's us as together, and we all need each other, you know, but I'm just showing them that possibly, you know what, maybe it would be just a little bit better if you did it this way. Give them food for thought, and you always, always come with sweetness in voice, with your desire is to win them back to a place where they can say, oh, I never thought of it that way, or give them opportunity to correct that situation.
Amen. And, you know, that's so true. That is so true. And I use the word civility. That's in essence being tactful, but really it's talking about love. You know, a lot of folks on jobs, even in churches, are not civil, and they don't understand. God didn't call us to be bullies.
That's right.
And God did not call us to be executioners.
Amen.
To kill folks. And then we wonder why. I keep asking so and so to come back to the church, to come to the church, and they won't come because they done been beat up. They done been mugged in the church. I got to write a book, Mugged in the Church.
Well, I like that.
Boy, if I could write all the books that I want to write, boy, I'd have 100 books already. Mugged in the Church. Hallelujah. All right, but anyway.
It's happened to a plenty. It's happened to a plenty.
Yes.
And it takes, I believe it takes the anointing of God to drop that in people's spirit to go after that person that they don't that they haven't seen in a while to minister to them in love. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes that's when they find out why they haven't seen that person in all.
Thank
you so much, y'all. This is one caveat. When you pass the age of 25, I mean, your whole brain is there, supposedly. The excuses won't carry weight. And when you start using excuses for bad behavior, for inconsistency, and see, do you know that inconsistency is a sin?
Power off.
And okay, the Boshata. Galatians 5, 20. The word variance is used in a litany of sins. The fruit of the flesh. I call it the fruit of the flesh, but the sins of the flesh. And one of them is variance. Variance means inconsistency. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I'm almost level two. I don't like to sing that because that means you're inconsistent.
Yes.
And if you see somebody inconsistent, it's an obligation on your part to share that with them. They may not like it because a lot of people... I'm flowing my own, but I'm in charge of this thing. No, you're not. Are you going to tell me that you're going to turn yourself over to God and you're inconsistent? That's a sin. I did not say that. God said that. It's in the Word. That's why I love
people.
I love, the addresses because I just don't say stuff that is in the Word. And folk come. So where at? I don't know, but it's in there. I'll give you the answer. So you go see it for yourself and know that that's not bringing stuff out of the clear blue sky. So it's important for us to deal with that and to understand that. But bottom line, love. Life is an open book test, but the subject of life is love. And everything we do, the first thing that we got to be thinking about, how can I show God's love in this situation?
Amen.
Admonishing.
Amen. Amen.
And I thought that was really, really, really great about you sharing your own experience, your own life, situation, and hopefully they will see if they want to see. Sometimes they let their flesh ride because nobody wants to be wrong. Of course, I don't want to be wrong. But when I'm wrong, I will say I'm wrong. Brother Harry, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when you shared with me about the scripture, did I argue with you?
No, you did not.
I think I remember right that I just said, I think you're right, Brother Harry. I'm going to check this out, but
correct.
I think you're right.
That's
you know,
yeah,
I don't
right.
mind, because you know what? Y'all don't know this. Yes, y'all do. I told you. One of the seven pillars of wisdom, the first one is have a coachable, teachable spirit. And I got to be first partaker of that, because I done told y'all. Oh, here we go again. Now, Pastor Peaches, Mark where we left off, Jesus.
Summary.
Mark where we left off so we can pick up. Well, the time goes so fast, doesn't it, when you're having fun? Is
Amen.
That right?
Amen.
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 Okay. All those that haven't gotten your assignments in, please get them in. Because every day that they're late, that's 5 points off. So if you were going to get 100, you turn it in, it's only going to be 95. Glory to God. Look, if you're 10 days late, that's 50 points. So the best you can do is get a 50. That ain't good. So as soon as you can, get your work in. And we have Pastor Peaches. We have a box now, don't we, on the porch where you can come and leave your assignments. And you say, well, you know, I have difficulty. That's all right. Because Philippians 4:13 says what, somebody? I can do all things with Christ who strengthens me. I don't have a car. That's all right. No problem. What does Philippians 4:13 say? I can do all things with Christ who strengthens me. I don't have an airplane. That's all right. I don't have a helicopter. That's all right. I don't have a bike. I don't even have space. That's all right. Martin Luther King said, if you can't fly, then drive. If you can't drive, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But get there, y'all.
Anyway,
I'm slightly late, but get you're going to be stretched, y'all.
Amen.
Y'all going to be stretched. Some of y'all are going to need to go to the library and look up stuff, you know, at the library. Because that's what you do when you're in an Institute of Biblical Learning, an Institute of Biblical Higher Learning. You understand what I'm saying? Institute of Higher Learning. You are stretched. You step on more territory than you ever stepped on before. You do things that you may have not done before because you're in an institute of higher learning. You want God to give you more territory. You got to prepare for the territory. You got to take the territory by force. In other words, by effort. God, whose effort? I ain't coming to your house to pick up your work. I want to let you know that. It's your effort, because you're the student. I'm just a facilitator, and the Holy Ghost is the teacher. Hallelujah. God bless you. Father God, we do thank you for, wait a minute, Lord. Hallelujah. All minds clear. I'm not giving a home assignment for spiritual maturity. But be prepared for an oral quiz on next class. That's next week. Oral quiz, that means I'm going to call on you. If I don't get a volunteer, I'm going to call on folks one by one and name by name. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, thank you. Father God. Yeah, I guess hold on just for a second, Lord. I didn't mean to keep you waiting, Lord. Lord, I thank you for thank you for the class, Lord. Thank you for every student, oh God, that you bless every family and every family member as represented here today, Lord. Hallelujah. Those that are sick, those that are not here, but Sister Angie, we'll find out about her, Lord, and Brother Scott, we found out about him. But we pray for all of them, oh God. Lord, heal where healing is needed, oh God. Deliver where deliverance is needed. Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. And we thank you for what our hearts have heard and felt on today. And Lord, we thank you for the harvest on the seed sown today, 36 to 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. We thank you, Lord, for the understanding, for your revelation on today, in Jesus' name. And all the students said,
Amen.
You got it. Did somebody say they had a question?
Yes. Quick question. Is the quiz going to be on chapter 3 or everything up to this point?
It's going to be on chapter 3. Up
yes,
to
sir.
This
thank point. You.
Okay. Hallelujah. And I think you got 5 more minutes. I apologize for getting a little over. But you got 5 more minutes before the next class. So, y'all go get your lemonade, your iced tea, Captain Morgan, or whatever you're drinking tonight. Jesus, help them, Lord. Put down the Captain Morgan. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you want to get a chicken wing or a chicken leg, whatever. You'll be back in 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Power on.
Thank you.
Bluetooth pairing.
Hallelujah.
Bluetooth connected.
Hallelujah.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Holy and anointed one, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Father God, we thank you for this class, Know Your Bible. We thank you, Lord, for all of the students that are present today. We thank you, Lord, that you're blessing them as we learn more about you. We glorify, we praise, we do magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and really this responsibility to seek your face. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God, for the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that you're sharing with us as we go forward. In Jesus' name. And the class said amen.
Amen.
And Pastor Peaches, if you would do the roll call again, because sometimes people skip classes. So we'll who's still here.
All right. Angela Harris. And that James?
Yeah.
Brother Scott? Kiwi Stevenson?
Kiwi's in the house.
Cynthia Thompson?
Yeah.
And Harry Warsaw?
Yeah.
All right. Praise the Lord. Everybody came back. All right. Well, thank God for that. Hallelujah. And some good news and some even greater news. Hallelujah. Number one, all of us are still alive. Good news.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
And greater news. We're going to have an oral quiz today. Isn't that wonderful? Yay! I was the only one cheering. That's supposed to be the greater news. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, now, y'all have to have in front of you Know Your Bible, because that's the course that you're taking now. Know Your Bible. All those that have that Know Your Bibles in front of them, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I would like to ask, I'll take a volunteer to deal with the first question. What are the first 5 books of the Bible? Volunteer.
Cynthia Thompson.
Yes.
The first five books are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, 5 laws of the Bible.
All right. You just got an A for your oral quiz. Isn't that wonderful? Now, how easy
yes.
is that? How easy is that? It takes a volunteer to lead the way. She got it. Now, the next 5 books of the Bible, they're books of history. There actually are 12 of them. I just want the next 5 books of the Bible. Do I have a volunteer to give that?
Yes, you get Annette.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
It is Joshua, Judges, Ruth. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, and 2 Samuel.
Amen. Just got an A. And see, y'all need to remember that I said that life is an open book test. Every quiz, every test, every home assignment Every is an open book. You can look at the book. Just got an A, Sister Deacon AJ. Okay. Hallelujah. The questions get a little bit harder, don't they? Watch out now. Okay.
Excuse me, Pastor, what was the question? That second one?
The next the first five books are the books of history of the Old Testament. And that was correct. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Sam, 2 Sam. Question. Who wrote those books? Ooh, I told you it was going to get a little harder. See, if you had said something earlier, you already got the A's. I got two people got the A's so far. You either get an A or you get an F. Isn't that something? One or the other.
Can you keep going, or you just can you keep going, or you just want one person?
No, it has to be another person. You already got your A. You got to be somebody.
Okay.
Who wrote those books? Or who the history or the scholars say wrote those books? I'm gonna give you a hint because it's a little harder. It's two people. One of them wrote four. The other one wrote one. So that makes it a little easier. It's just two people. So I got how many people we got left that haven't? Okay, we got three people left that have not answered the question. This is an open book test now. Don't take too long. I might call on somebody.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Okay, the question is, who wrote those first five books of the books of history of the Old Testament? Those books, again, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Sam, 2 Sam. They're actually, the biblical scholars mentioned two people. One person wrote one book, and another person wrote four books. That gives you a real big hint. But so, plus you got your book right in front of you. Know your Bible. All right. Go ahead. Wait a minute, I'm hearing two things. Okay. All right, go ahead again.
Go ahead, AJ.
I thought we couldn't answer again.
No, you can't answer. Okay. Hey, you got your grade already. I'm talking about Sister Kibbe.
All right. Leviticus was written by Jeremiah.
Beg your pardon? Now, we're talking about the first five books of the books of history.
Books of law, right?
No, the first five books of the books of history. We already did with the books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. We took care of that. The question here is who wrote there are 12 books of history in the Old Testament. I'm just dealing with the first five books of history in the Old Testament. There are Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Sam, 2 Sam. There are two people who scholars say wrote one of those books, the other person wrote four of them. So we are talking about Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. That's all we're talking about. Again, the question is, and since you spoke up, Elder QB, you can answer this question. The five books we are discussing are Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. Scholars say that two people wrote, one person wrote one of those books. The other person wrote four of them. Who are those two people?
One Moses.
That's correct. That's not Moses. It wasn't Moses. Again, you can look at your book. Okay, go right ahead. There's a hint in the question. One person wrote four of those books. Another person wrote one of the books. Now, let me give you the books again. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel.
This is not a quick question either.
It's not a quick question. It's really easy if you get to pick up the hint, you know, that was given in the statement. These are the first five books of the books of history in the Old Testament.
Right.
Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel.
Look in your book.
I beg your pardon?
Know your Bible book.
Yes, that's the book we're looking at now.
Look in the first line.
That's the name of the class. Know your Bible. So we're looking at that book.
Look at the author. The author.
Yes, the authors of those books.
It's Joshua.
Okay, that's one. And who's the other guy that wrote the other four?
I had said Leviticus at first, but Samuel.
What did you say?
I had said Leviticus.
You didn't
want to
hear
that. You didn't want to hear that.
Well,
okay, so.
No. Leviticus. Okay. That's not in. That's not in the equation, because Moses wrote Leviticus.
Okay,
Leviticus was what Moses wrote. Okay.
We'll see the Samuel. Family of the other person,
okay.
The judges.
Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, I should say that. It's Joshua wrote Joshua. Samuel wrote Judges. First Samuel and Second Samuel. That was the hint. First Samuel, Second Samuel.
Okay,
see, Samuel wrote two of them. It says just two people. You got Joshua. So Samuel must have wrote a Ruth and Judges. And that's
yeah.
It. You get a B
gotcha.
Plus. Yeah, I had to pull it out of you.
The same.
Is that all right?
Same.
Is that all
that's
right?
That's fine.
Okay.
I come to morning devotion, so I'll make up the points.
Oh, that's right. You got an A then. You're going to use one of the points. Okay. You got an A. So that's three people. Oh, my goodness. It's getting hot in here. See, y'all should have jumped in there early on, y'all. Okay, that's three. We got two more people that need to deal with this oral quiz. Okay. The next question. Okay. We have the next four books, the books of history in the Old Testament let me be consistent. The next five books of the books of history in the Old Testament are, now, Brother Harry or Sister Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia, which one, who wants to take this one?
Okay, repeat it again.
The question, okay, the first five books of the books of history in the Old Testament were Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. The next five books are
the next
five books of the books of history of the Old Testament are. Give those five books.
1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, and Ezra.
Woo! You get an A. Okay, you get an A. Well, wonderful. All right. Brother Harry, I think it's only you left. You're the last one standing. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm going to give you an easy one. Now, they just gave 10 books of the books of history in the Old Testament. There are 2 books left in the books of history in the Old Testament. What are those 2 books? So altogether, there are 12 books of history in the Old Testament. And we already talked about Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Sam, 2 Sam, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, and Ezra. There are 2 more books left in the books of history in the Old Testament. And they are... Do you have Know Your Bible in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Nehemiah one?
Oh, you're supposed to answer me. You're not asking me a question now. What did you say? Okay, what's your answer? I didn't hear you.
Nehemiah,
okay.
How do you pronounce it? Israel, I mean, Israel.
Okay, spell it again.
Israel.
Okay, you have the difficulty in seeing it. It's E-S?
No, he spelled Ezra.
Oh, he spelled Ezra. Oh, no.
Yeah, go down, Brother Harry, not up.
He said Nehemiah, but there's one more left.
Under Nehemiah, Brother Harry.
Esther.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Go ahead, Brother Harry. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we're going to have to give you a B on that one. I don't know. You get extra credit for good. Okay, you got an A. Everybody got an A. You have extra credit for morning worship.
Amen.
All right. That was, now, how easy was that? Wasn't that easy? Wasn't that fun?
Yes.
All right.
Dr. Bird, have you considered that this time of evening for us 17-year-old people, it's very interesting this time of evening. My words dance all over the place. My eyes go crisscross and ever, and I be called on Jesus.
With all the love that I do, that sounds like an alibi to me.
I know, but I love it because it's stretching me. I love it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not complaining.
I thought you were giving an alibi. Oh,
I'm loving it.
Pat it on the back because y'all are doing this in the evening time.
I'm telling you.
Yes, but you weren't sharing that as an alibi. You were sharing that as a tape extender.
As a stretching.
In spite of being in the evening time. In spite of, whatever, we're getting it done. And that's a good thing. Thank you so much.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. On Shakari Woshe today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a home assignment, but it's not to be turned in. Isn't that wonderful?
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Next week, I want you, not next week, it's 2 weeks. You have a choice. So you decide what you want to do. It's up to you. You got two choices. In the Old Testament, the books of history, there are 12. I want you to learn them. In other words, wrap them all. 12 books of history. I want you to go down the list. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. I want you to be able to do that. Or be able to read it like you memorize it. Hopefully. No, I want you to memorize that.
You can slack.
I beg your pardon?
Yes. Repeat, 12 books of history, correct?
Right, they're 12. Or you can do the 12 minor prophets. And you know, 12 minor prophets, glory to God. The 12 minor prophets. You know, let me go through this so I can catch up with myself. Because sometimes I got to catch up with myself by starting from the beginning. Y'all don't mind, do you? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. That's what Judges, Ruth, Hallelujah, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Hallelujah, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. I got to do it again. Can y'all excuse me just a second? I got to go back and trace my steps. Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Hallelujah, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Hallelujah, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Hallelujah, glory to God, Isaiah, thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. Somebody help me there. What's the first?
Ezekiel?
Huh?
Hosea.
Hosea, thank you. I knew it began with an H. And I almost lost it. I got to do this every other day to keep it in my mind. Okay. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay. These are, 12 minor prophets. You got to do one or the other. Lord have mercy. All right. Hosea, Joel. Hosea.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hosea, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Those are the 12 minor prophets. So you can either do the 12 books of history, or learn the 12 minor prophets. If you want to, get a whole lot of extra credit, just learn all the books of the Old Testament. You will get some extra credit for that. But anyway, at the very least, that's going to be our assignment, to learn either the 12 books of the books of history in the Old Testament or the 12 minor prophets in the Old Testament. And that's a two-week assignment. And it's not T-O-O-W-E-A-K. It's T-W-O-W-E-E-K. Y'all will get that tomorrow about 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, my goodness, hallelujah. And if you haven't turned in your assignment about what's unique about one of those books that I mentioned in the class, and I'm not going to mention it again because you got the link. If you want to know the assignment, go check out the link that you were sent.
What's the assignment?
The assignment that I just mentioned about
Something unique.
Oh, you got to go to your link and read that because I ain't going over a past assignment.
Okay.
You listen to the class and get an assignment that was given for a project 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. I must have missed that part.
Check out your links. If you miss a class or you're late on a class, check out the links. Because they tell me I'm 77 years old. And they tell me that I got a certain amount of days, a certain amount of breaths and stuff like that. So I keep repeating myself, I'm going to wind up being 12 years old. Going back. I really don't want to go back there. It wasn't a happy time at sometimes when I was 12. So I want to go. I'm going forward, y'all. Hallelujah. Okay. Any questions? All minds are clear. This is Know Your Bible. Y'all gonna know your Bible by the time you finish.
Yeah.
How many books in the Bible? Come on, popcorn. How many books in the Bible?
66. This is QB. Sister QB. There are 66 books in the Bible.
How many in the Old Testament?
39.
All right, great. How many in the New Testament?
There are 27.
Yes, great. How many chapters in the Bible?
There you go.
1,189. Lord have mercy.
I have no idea
with that. 1,189. Mm. How many Old
Testament?
Can you
know? I'm trying to find them.
929. How many?
1,145.
What is it?
Question again. Repeat.
How many chapters in the New Testament? Okay. Because if you subtract 929 from 1,189, you'll get 260.
260.
Yes, that's right.
I saw that now.
All right. Oh, let me get you real quick here. How many verses in the Bible?
31,102.
Go ahead now. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
How many in the Old Testament?
1,145.
Yes, go ahead. That's what I'm talking about. How many in the New Testament?
29,057.
2,957.
Okay, the last person that spoke got it right. 2,957. In other words, 2,957.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Okay, next question. How many Bibles in the Bible?
Many Bibles in the Bible.
Nobody just say one and leave it at that.
One.
I was just trying to catch y'all.
Bible.
Yes, right.
What's your name?
Mary Jane.
You failed.
So, yay.
The King James Version Bible was written, was first published in what year?
Oh, goodness.
Wait, I heard somebody say something. Did you say 1611?
Repeat the question.
When was the King James Version Bible first published?
Okay,
1611.
Hi. Write that down, y'all. You'll see it again. You're going to hear it again.
Oh.
Who was King James?
The man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh. It was King James the First.
Who?
King
James, King James
of England.
King James of England.
What?
King James the First of England.
Authorized King James Version Bible.
Authorized King James Bible.
Yes, he did authorize it. He got together about 54 scholars of Greek and Hebrew. And over a six-year period, they came up with what we have today with some corrections in, what was it, 1859. Don't quote me on that year. I have to get back to you on that.
Power off.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, give me too much time because it's coming up with stuff. Okay, I said power off. Was that time up?
No, that wasn't time up. That was my boo-boo.
Oh, I just said
that was my boo-boo.
Oh, it said power off. I wasn't sure.
No, when you hear the alarm, that's when the time is up.
Oh, okay.
Alarm. Glory to God. Two chief architects of the Bible, the English Bible, William Tyndale and John Wycliffe. John Wycliffe.
Did you say Tyndale?
Tyndale, yes, right. I think that's T-Y-N-D-A-L-E.
Tyndale.
Tyndale.
What's the second person name?
John Wycliffe. W-Y-C-L-I-F-F.
John Wycliffe.
Okay.
What's the first name?
Huh?
First name?
It's John.
John.
Thank you.
And y'all need to check those people out. Also,
who are they?
Also, Erasmus of Rotterdam. Of Rotterdam. Say, where are you getting all this up?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Erasmus. I think that's Erasmus. M-O-U-S. Now, I will stand corrected on the spelling, but Erasmus. And Rotterdam is a city. Rotterdam. Now, several weeks ago, I suggested strongly that you go to YouTube and put
Rotterdam
for the history of the English Bible. And everything that I'm saying right now will be repeated in that. Erasmus of Rotterdam. Rotterdam.
Anybody know how to spell it?
R-A-D-A. Is it Rada? R-A-D-A-D-A-M. I'm just spelling it like that until I get the right spelling. But that's how it sounds to me.
R-O-T-T-E-R-D-A-M.
What is it?
R-O-T-T-E-R-D-A-M.
Go ahead now. Rotterdam. Okay.
R-E-R-O-D-D.
No, Rotterdam. Rotterdam. So which one are you spelling? You're spelling Rotterdam?
Yes.
You go, girl. Is that Prophet Cynthia?
Yes.
Go, girl.
All right. Cynthia, I get what you asked for this because I don't understand. It must be my phone.
It might be my phone.
That's all I hear is yeah.
Okay. But y'all need to check those people out. This is not a home assignment. This is just a suggestion because you may see it again.
Yeah.
You may want to find out who was John Wycliffe and why was he important to the English Bible. Then you might want to check out William Tyndale and why was he important to the English Bible. And, of course, King James the First. King James the First was also King James the Sixth of Scotland. And when he became King of England, he became a King James the First of England. He united, and to this day, Scotland is a part of England because of King James. That's just some extra information, because I love history. Wait, I wonder, let's see. The clock, okay. Oh, okay. Got 3 minutes, I think. All right.
It's all right, Pastor.
Repeat what you just said, because you have 3 minutes.
Okay, what did I just say?
King James of Scotland. Scott Bale, did you say that?
He was King James the Sixth of Scotland. But when, he became King James the First of England. In essence, he united Scotland and England. And that's why today we know England as the United Kingdom. Because it was the Kingdom of Scotland and the Kingdom of England, and he united them. All right, you got 90 seconds. Any questions real quick?
The two people that you said homework was turned in for today.
I beg your pardon?
You said there were two authors that were supposed to be turned in for today.
Two authors? I can't hear you hardly. Say it again.
What was supposed to be turned in for today?
What was supposed to be turned in today?
Yes.
Oh, that's in. You got to go to the link and listen to the class. Because that was 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Y'all got to go through that. I ain't going to repeat that. The assignments that was given already in another class.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, well, God bless you all. You know, it's been a wonderful time to hear your voices. Hallelujah. Father God, we do thank you, and we love you, and we praise your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your revelation, wisdom, and knowledge, and understanding. We thank you, oh God, for, hallelujah, stretching us, oh God, and allowing us to go on territory we haven't been before, to stretch it and reach our hands out and up, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for, hallelujah, for your love, for your blessings, and for your favor, for your grace and mercy, for all of that, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everyone on the call today. We thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For hallelujah, for every family that's represented, oh God. We thank you for those who even missed the class today, oh God. We pray for them and their families in Jesus' name. We send the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to comfort them, to be over them, to cover them in Jesus' name. We praise your name. We give you the glory and we give you the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And now, Lord, as we continue on our evening, oh God, continue to be with us and just bless us like you've been doing, oh God, and even the much more, Lord. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Have a good night. And remember this, y'all. God loves you. We love you, too. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Have a good night.
Amen.
Hallelujah.